Our next case is number 1200100. It may also have gone out under the case number 1190269, and that is Stephen Michael Lawrence LeGru. Please have a seat, sir. And are you Mr. LeGru's witness?
Yes.
Okay, ordinarily we'd have you stay back until, but there's not a lot of people here, so.
Sorry.
That is fine. So please state your name for the record, sir.
Stephen Michael Lawrence LeGru, STEVEN MICHAEL LAWRENCE, LAGREW.
Thank you. And you, ma'am?
Lysandra Combs, LYSANDRA. KULMS.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you were here before and heard my opening remarks, but I will repeat some of them. We are located in the hearing room at the third floor of the city building located at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. It's January 28th. 2020 and approximately 9:15 a.m. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website unless there is a strong objection. Mr. LeGru, did you receive some papers from our office in the mail?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And is the mailing address that we have for you still a good mailing address? And I will point out that I know that we sent an original notice of hearing to possibly an incorrect address. So was the latest address the correct address for you?
I'm actually it's kind of a mailing address at this point.
Is it a good mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you have a chance to read the Statement of Rights, which is the piece of paper with the illustration of the camera on it?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we're charged with reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes any documents that are admitted into the record and any testimony that I hear today. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not a tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. The exhibits today are not numbered, but I'll ask you if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. I'll just go through them quickly. We have the notice of today's hearing, your statement of rights. This is called a tow report. We only use it to see if our office has jurisdiction. Your hearing request form, a vehicle release, your receipt from Speeds Towing, your opt-out from email communication, and fax from the Portland Police Bureau entitled Government Agency Release. And that is 1, 2. That's about 5 substantive pages, and there may have been new information that you might have received this morning at the window, because I know we received information recently. So did you stop by the window this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any objection to any of those documents that I just mentioned coming into the record?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Those are admitted. Would you please raise your right hand to be sworn in? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to just first read the Police Bureau information into the record, since no representative from the city is here. There's a report dated January 8th, 2020. The location of the incident is Northeast 21st Avenue in Northeast Flanders.
Nope.
Just make sure I have the right case here. I hear a no from the peanut gallery. Okay. give me a minute here. I'm just going to recount the Portland Police pages. 1, 2. Three pages, essentially. Okay, date and time, 12/22/2019 at 23:48. Towed from Southeast 7th and Hawthorne. License number 267G. SJ. Okay, and it gives location of incident, Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Southeast 16th Avenue. There's a related incident number. Offenses, impound vehicle, police tow, other. It gives the name of the appellant and some phone numbers and his description. The reason under seized towed vehicle details is hazard/blocking. And you have a 97 Honda Civic, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There is no other narrative. So, please tell me why the police's tow of your vehicle was invalid.
Okay, so from the receipts that I got from Speed's Towing, upon release of my vehicle, they said that I was towed from 7th Avenue in Hawthorne. As you can see from the Portland Police Bureau's receipt, said 16th and Hawthorne, and also from Speed's Towing, they said that I was illegally parked. So I've got some pictures here to kind of give an illustration of what the situation looked like and where I was at. And so I don't know how I'd give those to you.
Thank you. The police record does say 16th and Hawthorne. And yes, you can hand those photos to the guard, who will hand them to the clerk. And you agree the tow was from 16th and Hawthorne?
Yes.
Thank you.
So
let me just look at the photos first. We'll pause for a minute. So the appellant has just handed me three pages of photos with six photos total, and those are admitted into the record.
Okay.
What else would you like to tell me?
Okay. So as you can see from the first picture, I believe is the front of the Subaru that is currently parked in the parking spot.
Okay. And that's not your vehicle?
No, this is not my vehicle.
And when were these pictures taken?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay. And is that the spot you were parked in?
This is the current spot.
Okay, thank you.
So my car is very low, and so it's almost impossible to open my door with a regular curb. So because I had a passenger and they were towing my vehicle, they had pulled my car a little bit forward so that they could open the door and get her out. I was complete, there was no cars there at all, and I was completely pulled over, like, as you can see from
into the that last, pocket.
Yeah, as you can see from the last photo, on the top of the rim right there, there's new scratch marks. I had just bought these rims, and I was kind of nervous because, there's a lot of police pulling me over.
When you say the last photo, you're talking about the last page, the tire on the last page?
Yes, with the wheel.
Okay, and what do you want me to see on there?
Right here at the top of the rim, on the little bit to the right, you can see new scratch marks there, they call it curbing.
And you're talking about here, the vertical pieces there?
No. Right on the rounding right here. You see the white on the top of it, right before the wheel or the tire?
Above the red?
Yes, right above the red.
Okay.
So that is actually from me hitting the curb.
Okay.
When I was parking.
And tell me why you're telling me that.
Because in the police statement, it said that I was 16 or 18 to 24 inches away from the curb, and that was causing a hazard for me or for other drivers, and that I was blocking the driving lane. I was completely up against the curb. There was no blocking even possible there. Until the police officer or the tow agent had moved it. If I would have had my phone, the police officer actually took my phone when he took me into custody, and so he wouldn't give me any of my stuff back until the tow agent had taken my car, and I couldn't take current photos when my car was parked. So I did the best I could to kind of illustrate what was going on. If anybody has been on Hawthorne Boulevard, you'll know that this is legal public parking in these indented spots on the street. And I was towed for illegal parking and blocking. So from the illustrations here, there was no illegal parking or blocking happening or involved in the situation at all. So I believe it was an illegal illegal tow.
Let me just catch up with my notes here.
And the reason I'm not sure whether or not it was an officer or if it was the tow agent that had moved the car forward a little bit so she could get out is because I was in the back of the cop car handcuffed.
Thank you. And anything else you'd like to tell me?
Not myself. My witness might have something that I might have missed. I have a hard time getting ideas out. I'm a little ADHD, so I might have missed something. So if she has anything else that she'd like to add.
It's your case, so you tell me if you would like your witness to testify.
Sure.
And I'm going to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, so when we pulled over, he scraped the curb because I was sitting in the passenger front seat, and we parked in a parking spot, and the officer ended up having to move the car forward to let me out of the vehicle because the car sits so low that the door scrapes on the curbs. And And he ended up towing the car for illegal parking, and it was in a parking spot, legit parking spot. So I went and took these pictures yesterday to show proof of the parking spot, even though it wasn't our vehicle that was parked there.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I'm going to take the case under advisement, which means not decide right now. And I'll be issuing a written decision within about a week to 10 days. So thank you very much for coming in and giving me a bigger picture of what happened. And we'll conclude the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hockman.